This is Saturday Morning Radio with Alice, presented by the NZ International Comedy Festival, powered by Flick Electric Co.
It sure is, and I'm joined by Eli Mathewson. His show, The Year of Magical Fucking, is playing May 16th to May 20th. I love that you've just put that in the title.
Yeah, I think it just like wards out, you know, potential people who might not enjoy my comedy just by getting a swear word out of there before they've even entered the theatre.
I kind of like that, and I feel like it maybe weeds out media you don't want to be on as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we can say that here, but...
I thought that. You just asked me if there were swear words in the clips we were going to play, and then you said the F word within seconds.
I just want to know, like, if there's lots of swear words, I just like to give a little warning.
Oh, yeah.
If there's just a couple, we're just going to slip in.
Sweet.
You know, like, one of the very first clips someone brought in was that classic Chris Rock bit.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's just like, if it's going to be that, then...
It's early in the morning for that kind
right.
of... I should say as well... It's in my poster, my face is in the way of the word fucking because
okay.
to like mask it. Well, you can still see how it kind of looks like it says the year of magical fracking, which would be a very different show.
Just love oil.
Yeah, that's me.
But, you know, in an audio based medium.
Yeah.
The year of magical if Eli's head.
Ing. That sounds quite nice, I think.
It's beautiful. Lovely to have you in. Really excited.
Thank you so much. So nice to be here.
I am a fan of your comedy. I've been, you know, watching it over the last few years.
Oh, shut up.
Seen it develop.
Thanks.
I really enjoy it. And I also am a big fan of some of these comedians you've brought in. So super excited.
Yeah.
But I reckon let's get into a clip.
All right. So this first one that we're going to play is, I think, the first stand-up that I became obsessed with, really. And this was the clip as well that I watched it so many times. It's Sarah Silverman. It's very, a lot of the jokes are very borderline.
She does that.
Yeah. And watching it now, because I watched these when I was like 17 and I was like, whoa, this is so cool. And now I'm trying to assess, but I don't know, I think she's amazing.
I do find that like when I was a teenager, I could watch anything.
Yeah.
I could just handle it. And now I'm older. Like when I was a teenager, a violent movie, I'd be like, all good. And now I'm like, ooh.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think you do like sensitize more as you grow up a bit. I don't know. Anyway, let's have a listen.
Wow. Look at these houses. These houses are amazing. Shouldn't they have built these in New Orleans? Confused. I am so excited to be here and so excited to be a part of this. I am such a charitable person. I constantly am giving and, you know, completely anonymously. And my skin is so thin, you know. I see these care commercials on television with the kids with the big bellies and the flies buzzing around their heads. And these are 1 and 2 year old babies, you know, 9 months pregnant. And it breaks my heart. Thank you. And I don't give money because I don't want them to spend it on drugs. But I give, you know, in my way, I give. I sent this past summer 15 really fun cowl neck sweaters to this village in Africa in just really fun colors and expecting nothing, by the way. They sent me... Here I go. They sent me a postcard thanking me. And it said thank you. And that there were enough sweaters for every member of the village to get one. And that they were delicious. That's why I do that. I am on the, I take birth control pills because I do a lot of fucking. And, no. Thank you. No, I take it to regulate my menstrual cycle and because I do a lot of fucking. But it's so hormony, you know, like I want some other kind of birth control, some other kind of contraception. So I'm always asking my friends what they use. Hey, bud, like I always ask, I asked my friend Charlie what he and his wife use for birth control. And he said they, he just comes on her face. So... we're gonna try that. And I don't want to have a baby. I think I don't want like natural childbirth. I don't know what the technical word is, but like, or like vagina babies, I think it is. I just, my genes are poisoned, and I know that for a fact. My sister Laura is kind of like the family historian, you know, and she found out, we're Russian and Polish, you know, Jews. She found out that the village that our great-great-great-grandmother came from in Russia was raped and pillaged by, and I don't even know what pillaged means, but definitely raped by Mongolians. So I am part Mongolian rapist. And I will be totally honest with you. I love it. I just feel like it gives me street cred or something. Like it's so, and I also feel like even back then, even while my great 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 grandmother was being raped, even then I think she knew, you know, it's gonna be funny someday. Yes. I'm going to adopt. I do. I'm crazy about kids, and I'm definitely going to adopt. I'm definitely going to adopt from China. Definitely a boy from China, because, I don't know, I heard, like, somebody told me the girls there are, like, useless or something. You know what I love? Off the subject. I love how Palestinians and Jews hate each other. It tickles me. Because honestly, what's the difference? They're brown and pushy. Pasternak. It's like sweet potatoes hating yams. I guess it's like animal instinct or something. I don't know. Like birds eat eggs. That's weird. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't blame them because eggs are awesome, but... they must be like, oh my God, I can't believe this came out of my pussy. So good. Let's wrap this up. My point is that... whether you're black or white or Asian, we're all the same. But just those three. We're all the same. I'm not racist. I don't care if you think I'm racist, as long as you think I'm a thin racist. Thank you. I went out with a Mexican guy. I don't think racist people go out with Mexican guys. No, they're filthy. But I just want to say, and I'm wrapping it up, it's just stupid jokes, and, you know, this woman came up to me after the show, and she was so angry, and she was Mexican, and I had done that, like, Mexicans are filthy joke, and I think I said something about, like, blowing a Mexican and having diarrhea for a week or something. I don't know. I don't remember, but... She was so angry, and... thank you. She was like, I'm Mexican, and guess what? I don't stink. And it broke my heart. Like, I had to explain to her that, like, you know, you can't smell yourself. Thanks a lot. I'm taking this.
Oh, my God.
Edgy stuff.
Brutal.
That was one of my favorite. So that was like my first favorite ever punchline, the thing that she finishes with, that like you can't smell yourself. I don't know why, but I just like that she takes kind of like this serious issue of racism and then puts the dumbest punchline, like you can't smell. I remember finding out that you can't smell yourself, and it is a big, you know, it's a big thing to find out.
Are you often concerned? I mean, it is a concerning thing, right?
I hate it. I hate when I, what's that smell? And then you're like, is it me? I hate being worried about spelling, and I often do. At the moment, I'm wearing the t-shirt I slept in.
It's radio. Wearing pajamas. I definitely find, like, you're definitely like the bus, just full of smells. Hard to tell which ones are your own, which ones are other people's.
Definitely.
You're like, I think I'm fine, but who knows?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Sometimes I put on... Do you know, I mean, I think AS Colour is a great brand, but I also think it retains your smell for quite a while.
That smell holding on technology.
Yeah, really clamps it into your pants.
Excellent. But yeah, we were talking a bit off air about, you know, she really does go up to the line.
Yeah. Sometimes crosses it.
Sometimes crosses it, but it's, yeah.
There's something very, I think it influenced me definitely when I was starting out doing comedy, the kind of like very sweet, childlike persona doing kind of shocking material. It's kind of what I started out. I don't know if that's what I do so much anymore, but when I was starting out, that was a huge influence on the kind of way that I did comedy, for sure.
Awesome. Wonderful clip. Okay, let's move on. Let's play something else.
Okay, this next clip is from a guy called Cole Escola, who follows me on Twitter. Oh. Shut up about it.
Nice little brag in there.
He's very cool. He's on the show Difficult People, if you've seen that. And he's on in the Netflix show The Characters a little bit. He's kind of one of those people who's playing a lot of side characters in a lot of big comedy TV and film at the moment, who will eventually move into the limelight, I think. And he does kind of tours around New York where he just plays characters. So this is less stand-up, more sketch. And this is a fake commercial for Orange Juice.
Great.
I'm a mom. Boys, breakfast. That means my kids come first.
Bye, Mom.
Oh, Katie, don't forget your lunch. But sometimes between packing lunches and rides to soccer practice, things slip through the cracks. Important things like nutrition. For instance, did you know that one glass of the leading brand of orange juice contains twice the amount of sugar your kids should be getting in a day? When I found that out, I fucking lost it. I mean... I'd been giving my kids leading brand orange juice their whole lives. I thought, my God, if I'm capable of that, what else am I capable of? So I panicked. I had to get out. I took the plates off my Honda and I just started driving, and the sun was setting, and I would pass an exit and I would think, Ellen, turn around. But I couldn't turn around. I ended up in Arizona. I put myself up at a motel behind a P.F. Chang's in Scottsdale. What is this gal in the room next to me? Her name was Puka, like the shell. Of course I knew that wasn't her real name. But who was I to judge? Wasn't I hiding something too? Puka introduced me to the world of dogfighting and death metal. Puka didn't introduce me to cocaine, though. No, I found that just fine on my own. Anyway, cut to 2 months later, the craziest night of my life. I'm at a dog match, counting up my winnings for the night, and I come up a couple $100 short. I confront Puka. I say, you took my money. Of course, she denies it, so I draw a gun, and I fire 2 warning shots. But I wasn't looking where I was shooting, and I killed two. I killed them. I can't say it. I still can't say it. I had to get out of town. We'll put it that way. So I spent some time in Phoenix. Actually, no. You don't spend time in Phoenix. You lose time in Phoenix. But... after I thought the coast was clear, I went home, and that's when I discovered Happy Orange. Happy Orange contains 1/8 the amount of sugar of the leading brand, but has twice the vitamins. So don't make the same mistakes I did. Give your kids what they deserve. Happy Orange. Trust me. I'm a mom.
Hey.
He's great. I was just saying that he's in the new Netflix show Girl Boss.
And you were just describing how you hate it, but you also watch the whole thing very fast.
Yeah. I would say, hey, I've been talking to people about it. I was like, I don't want to recommend it, but I did watch it all.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of shows like that. I mean, Riverdale's like that, right? I've watched way too much Riverdale. And
yeah, but you're not going to like go and be like, this show's amazing, definitely watch it. But you're just going to be like, I did watch it.
Yeah, and it was comfortable.
It like filled the void in my evening.
Yeah, but that's a great gift for him. I bet he made some good money on that.
I hope so. And yeah, he's like quite a big character in it. So.
That's good. That's a big step, because if you watch, search for Cole Scott on YouTube, it's a lot of wigs. Cheap wigs and kind of funny dresses, but he's really good. He's also, I don't know if you've seen Difficult People, but he's in there, and that's a pretty good show. It's Billy Eichner from Billy on the Street.
Oh, I love him. Two.
Yeah. It's him and one of his comedy friends, and her name escapes me, but it's like kind of based on their real life, and it's them kind of doing little gigs around New York. And Cole Scholar plays another performance artist who works at the same bar as Billy Eichner, but is kind of doing a little bit better than him. It's good stuff.
In Girl Boss, he's kind of playing like a performing arts student as well, like artist.
Yeah.
I'm doing air quotes for the listeners at home. Excellent, though. Great.
Yeah.
Let's do another one. I'm enjoying these, Eli.
Oh, well, I'm glad you like them. This next one is from a comedian who I saw in Edinburgh in 2012, and it was literally the best show that I've ever seen in my entire life. It's called The Telescope, and it was about her falling in love through different time zones with someone else through the means of a magical telescope. It was crazy. She's from Australia. She's in the show Love on Netflix. And she's on Inside Amy Schumer. Her name's Claudia O'Doherty.
Oh, is she the flatmate on Love?
Yes, sure is. She's a legend. And this is part of the Comedy Blap series that they did on the BBC.
Wonderful.
Mm. What is England? By Claudia O'Doherty.
Hello, I'm Claudia O'Doherty, actor and illusionist. I've come to England to make some travel videos on behalf of my family's business, O'Doherty World Travel. The company is in trouble because people have realised that you can just book your holiday yourself on the internet and save a lot of time and money. I'm staying in the home of a real English couple, my cousin Sarah and her husband Matt, Mark. They don't mind having me here. That's good. But why would I leave my busy and stimulating career as an actor and illusionist to make some dumb travel videos? Allow me to show you why. I know you're very busy and successful, and as a family, we rarely appreciate that.
I know.
And a lot of people in their mid-20s still live with their parents. But if you don't help us keep our business relevant by making some viral travel videos, I hate to think what will happen to us.
Stripping?
Yes. Dad and I will become strippers. Given what our bodies look like, it will take years for us to make any proper money.
Don't worry, Mum. I will put my two careers of acting and illusionism on hold to help you.
Where would you like to go to film the videos? You can go anywhere in the world.
I don't care as long as they speak English.
England then.
Fine.
And so now here I am in England. And I'm loving it.
This hat is pretty cheap, but what wasn't cheap was my show reel, so here's some of it now.
Stay away from my lighthouse! Yeah, I'm kind of an amazing actor. Film, television, webisodes, I'm open to all of them. I will not do theatre though, yuck. I will do nightclub appearances if the price is right and the DJ at the club is on my wavelength. But I still don't really know. What is England?
To get the real scoop on England, I decided to sit down with a real live Englishman.
Mark, thank you so much for joining me.
That's all right.
Good. So, what is England?
Well, I suppose it's a country.
Obviously.
Pipe. It's part of the United Kingdom.
Yeah, pipe.
I don't want the pipe. It shares borders with Wales and Scotland. The term England comes from the name.
I would like to sincerely apologise for the boringness of my guest.
In Haysborough, at Norfolk, suggests that. Years ago.
Let's just talk about something different. Let's talk about you.
What do you do? I don't even know.
Yeah, you've been in our house for 3 weeks. You haven't asked a single question.
Oh, that is not true, Matt. I asked you to turn the television down the other day when I was having a nap. Come on.
What do you do? Tell me. I'm interested.
Okay, well, I'm a physiotherapist.
Here's a question for you.
If you had met Sarah and I at the same time, do you think things might have ended up, I don't know, differently?
What?
She is prettier in the face than me, sure. But my body is smaller than hers, and the smallness of a woman's body is valued highly in our culture, which you are in. And I don't think I need to tell you, the face goes. But the body, this will just get smaller. Have you seen our grandmother?
I love Sarah.
Same. She's my cousin. Doesn't matter anyway, I would have said no.
You know, Sarah was really upset that you didn't come to our wedding last year.
Oh, well, you know, I'm Australian, you guys live in England.
No, yeah, you're at a fire twirling course in Cork.
It was more of a workshop.
It's really hot in here anyway. The neckband on this jumper's too tight as well. Can I just take this off, please?
With the thickness
Sorry,
of your
can
neck.
I just get this off, please?
Mark, you're really meant to ask before you get out of the hot seat.
So there you have it. England is a country, and what a country. Wine country. There are going to be more videos like this, so bookmark this site. And do me a favour, cancel all your other bookmarks. Okay, thanks.
That was England by Claudia O'Doherty.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, some visual gags in that. So you have to look it up on YouTube and there'll be even more little morsels you missed out on.
Definitely. If you're only laughing like every so often, find it, watch it.
Watch it.
More laughs.
Yeah. I was saying before, just off air, her show, the premise of it was she didn't trust the technician in the theatre. So she just had made an hour-long track that she just pressed play on at the start. And then obviously everything went completely wrong. It was very clever, very funny.
I love that premise so much.
It's crazy.
It's genius. I will definitely look at more of her stuff because I've seen her on Love and just been like, this is this wonderful Australian actress.
She's a real highlight of Love because everyone else, every other character on that show is a real asshole.
Yeah. She's the one breath of
one nice one.
Breath of sunshine on there. So tell us a little bit about your show, The Year of Magical Fucking.
Look, it's kind of inspired by, you know, those articles, there's been heaps, like Time did the big study, I think, that were like millennials are not having enough sex. They're like millennials, all these stats about how we're not having as much sex as our parents. So this
I
show.
I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, do we really know it for sure? I mean, or any time there's a study like this, it's like, oh, really?
I just, like, I've heard all the other millennial criticisms, yeah. But I hadn't heard that one. That's like a fresh new take on what we're doing wrong.
It's ridiculous, as if baby boomers need another thing to brag about. Like, we're having sex every day in the house we own. So sucky. So this show, like, more than anything, it's just a show about sex that I wish I had been able to see a show like it when I was a teenager, I guess. I talk about how bad sex education was. I talk about my own experiences, bad and good. And then a significant part of it is about my new boyfriend who lives in Wellington, who I haven't seen in 5 weeks. Ooh. And look, that bit gets longer and longer. The more I don't see him, that's the bit of the show that's really growing. It's me ripping the label off my beer and describing how much I miss my boyfriend.
Long distance is the pits.
Oh, yeah. Although it's kind of, like, in some ways it's nice because it means that when you see each other, you're like, we've got to make the most of this.
Like, I feel like because I've been in a couple of long distance relationships, and at the beginning, I'm like, this is amazing. I'm like so focused. Like, when they're not here, I can just work and like I don't need to worry about anything. And when I see them, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But I think for me, it's just like the phone calls get real. You're in this at the moment. I know.
There's different days where you come home and you're like, what I need right now is someone here to put me in their arms as soon as I get home.
Yeah, and like, I don't necessarily need to do the talking, but I just need them to be.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's hard about it. But at least it's fueling some excellent comedy.
Yes, I hope so. I'm worried because I get to Wellington next Tuesday afternoon, and I'm worried that I'll like get there, see him, and then just be like too relaxed. I'll be like, finally, and then my show will be like, hey guys.
It won't be funny anymore.
Yeah, the world's good.
Let's all just like hang out for the
chill out.
Why do we need jokes?
Let's just all smoke a cig together.
But it sounds like it's going to be funny. It sounds like it's going to be educational.
Yeah, it's fun. It's dirty. It ends with a very nice story about my nephew. I don't know. Should I spoil that? Well, the spoiler's out there.
You heard it here.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Canada Morning Radio.
I think it's my best, funniest show yet. It definitely, because I spent 2 years working on this one, whereas normally you turn one out every year. So this is like 2 years worth of material, and I think it's all good stuff.
Excellent. I encourage everyone who's listening to get along to it. Sounds great.
Thanks.
We have some more clips, though.
Yes.
Don't think we're finished with the clips.
Julio Torres is the next one, who you said you're a fan of him.
Yeah, I have a friend who went to New York for a while, and when she was there, she just discovered all these comedians to like filter back to me, and this is one that she just loves. She's obsessed with him.
He's very easy to get obsessed with. I saw this clip, which is him on Seth Meyers, and then I had to watch everything else. Because, like, I mean, you may notice that all of the clips that I've chosen are either women or gay men. Well, that is like probably 80-90% of the stand-up that I consume on the regular basis. And his voice is just like so distinctive and so different to anything I'd seen before. And there's a joke in this about Daisy Duck, which is one of the best jokes that I've ever heard.
Amazing. Let's listen to it.
Hi. Hi. Hello. Hi. I am Julio. I'm originally from El Salvador. But I live in Brooklyn now at a, como se dice, vegan queer collective. I am vegan and I am so sorry. In my experience, the hardest part about being vegan is all of the apologizing. People ask me if I miss meat or dairy. I mean, I miss being liked. I don't miss cheese, but I do miss getting asked to do things. I miss my friends and I miss my family. Another fun fact about me is that I am almost always doing exactly what a Trump supporter imagines that I'm doing. And let me tell you, it's a lot of fun. As a child, my favorite cartoon character was, by far, Daisy Duck, Donald's wife, sometimes girlfriend. I loved Daisy because whenever she blinked or whenever she closed her eyes, you could see that she was wearing a deep purple eyeshadow, no matter where she was. And I just thought there was something so beautiful and so vulnerable about her accidentally revealing how much she cared. Donald was always late, and she never complained. But when she closed her eyes, I'd be like, oh no, she dressed up. My friend Brad had a birthday recently, and I didn't know what to get him. Now, I really don't mean to generalize, but my friend Brad, he's straight. So I got him the one thing I know straight guys really, really, really like. I got him an empty Gatorade bottle to put in his room. I was walking down the street when this woman yells in my direction, "Birthday girl!" Now, she was clearly yelling to someone behind me. I'm not a girl, nor was it my birthday. But for a second, though, the world was mine. Thank you, everyone.
I love him.
He's so cute.
He is. Again, go look it up.
Yeah, just for the visual reference.
Julio Torres, just so you can see how cute he is.
Yeah, he's lovely. He's lovely.
No, do continue singing.
A little song of sexual frustration.
So yeah, this is good. This is setting up your show nicely.
It is, yeah. Do you want to... Oh, I don't know. Should I say anything else about the show? Nah.
No, you'll I think that's good. I feel like I've been convinced. To be fair, like I've already seen you, so I'm easily convinced. But I'm hoping people at home have been convinced as well.
I hope so. If you're looking for jokes about the movie 40 Days and 40 Nights, they're in there. If you want to hear a story about how I did do you know, this is a true story. I talk about this on the show, but I went to a yoga class one time, and for the music, they put on the version of Heaven, the Bryan Adams song. But you know when they did the cover of it that had, in between the verses, a tiny child talks about her father dying in 9/11? I did yoga to that 7-minute long song.
Oh my God. See, so that song came out when I was like, I feel like 11 or 12, like intermediate aged. And I've, like, in recent, like, years since then, I think I've heard the version without that. I was like, did I dream that? Like, did that actually happen?
No, it's real. It's real. And I've done some salutes to the sun.
I think it was, like, a really big one, too. Like, it came out when I was about intermediate age, and people were forever doing, like, shows to it at Assembly. And
yeah, like the interpretive dance and stuff.
Absolutely. It was such a big deal. Oh, well, it's been so lovely having you in. We've got one final clip, but we'll say goodbye now. And again, everyone go see Eli's show.
Please. That'll be lovely to have you there. There's many seats at the Basement Theatre, which is where I'm performing.
Oh, I will mention tickets, concessions $20 or full price $25, or it's $18 on Cheap Wednesday, and it's running May 16th to 20th. 10 p.m. at the Basement.
10 p.m.
It's pretty late.
Pretty late, pretty fun, pretty loose.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
So we've got one final clip.
Yes. So this is... So me and Chris Parker have a podcast called The Male Gaze. Subscribe if you want to. But within weeks of each other, we both discovered two comedians who, like, we were like, oh, these are the us of New York. And one is John Early. John Early's the Chris Parker of New York. And at the same time, I discovered Mateo Lane, who I think might be the Eli Matthewson of New York. So this, I watched this and I was like, oh, this is like me.
And I love that this clip is coming from the podcast Two Dope Queens.
The best podcast.
It's wonderful. I like it a lot.
Yeah, if you like stand-up, get into it.
Right, let's have a listen.
You're right.
And we'll see you around, Eli.
Thanks for having me in.
Oh, it's been lovely.
Please give it up for Mateo Lane!
Oh, I was just in Italy. Has anyone ever been to Italy before? Oh, it's so... First of all, I'm like the biggest WAP on the face of the planet. And I love... That's a derogatory term for Italian. So I also am wearing a shirt fit for an Italian. I am embarrassed by the size of my shirt and my camel toe. But I just love Italy so much. Like, I didn't speak English for a week. Like, it's just everything about it was like, I'm ethnic. But here's the one thing that gets me. So clearly I have the gay voice. No question. Clap if you can hear the gay voice. Okay, yeah. Really, we're this progressive? Okay. I don't hear gay. All right. Here's the thing. First of all, like, this is the thing with the gay voice, right? Like, even in Italy, like, it's transcendent. If anyone speaks another language, you know this. You can hear the gay voice in every language in the world. And it's very, very hard to tell if an Italian man is gay or not, because the eyebrows are done, the hair is slicked back, the leather, the whole thing, right? But then I hear this guy's like, io non posso capire che l'altro giorno quel ragazzo mi ha detto. I'm like, okay, got it. And the thing is like, I suffer from the gay voice, and I didn't realize it, but, like, for the longest time, I literally thought that I sounded like, yeah. But, like... Clearly, I don't. And now I'm going out in all these auditions, which is ridiculous, by the way. I hate acting. I hate actors, and I hate acting. I hate everything about it. I'm an actor! No, I don't give a shit, because here's the thing. I became a comedian, and when you become a comedian, now everyone's like, now you have to be an actor. I'm a terrible actor, so I'm going out in all these stupid auditions, and I realize that I'm not getting any of the roles. Well, I'm a bad actor, but also because, like, my voice, like, I have the gay voice. Like, let me give you an example. I went out for this role, and the character description was, Zach, 19, football player. Well, Zach is going to have a secret to share with everyone. I can't with the acting. I wish I was an actor. I think it's because I'm jealous. And the thing is, too, with acting is, like, I've discovered it has nothing to do with, like, oh, did you study your lines? And, oh, are you, like, really good? No, they just care what you look like. That's it. They just give a shit what you look like. Do your waist is a good size? Are your lips perfect? Like, your hair? All of it. And so I'm thinking about what I look like and what kind of roles I'm going to get. Well, I am Italian, and I'm also Mexican, which means that I just have deli face. Don't I look like a deli worker? Because without this voice, it'd be like, my friend. I'm just so full of goddamn rage. I'm full of rage. I'm so, so mad at gay people. Here's the thing, and gays, you'll know this. I get upset, like, when Pride comes around. I like Pride. I'm proud. I'm born on Pride and the death of Judy Garland. Yikes. But I just don't understand, like, the posters for it. Like, when I see, like, the Italian Fest or, like, Mexican, anything, like, it's always something that from that country that they're proud of, right? So it's, like, with Italians, it's, like, opera, pasta, like, all these things. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm proud of that. Like, a Pride poster to me, it's always, even if it's for a coffee shop, it's a guy in a Speedo on a float with a boa and a drag queen. It's like, you know, would it kill us to ever get a poster of, like, two middle-aged men paying their mortgage on time? You know, as long as they're naked. It's just... And who's gay here? Raise your hand. Okay. Did you go like this? Okay. I just don't think people know how to talk to gay people. Like, I did this show, and this guy... I think he was trying to compliment me, but he didn't realize he was actually insulting me. He walked up, and he was like, hey, buddy, just want to let you know, for a gay guy, you talk... kind of gay, kind of straight. Yeah, you're like half and half. Thank you. Like, I don't even know what that means, half and half, you know? What am I, like, walking around with my friends like, hey, girls, let's go shopping for some pussy. I mean, it's like, shut up. I was a weird kid growing up. I never fit in growing up. And I know a lot of us never fit in, and it's just growing up in general is just terrible. But my whole childhood, like, my older brother's also gay, so my dad's real proud. And I just, like even as a kid, I remember when the Bulls won a championship, because I'm from Chicago, they were going around my entire house, and everybody was, like, screaming. They were like, Michael Jordan rules! Michael Jordan rules! And then they get to my 9-year-old brother, and he's like, well, if anyone rules, it's Janet Jackson. Okay. All right, you guys are great. Thanks so much. I'm Mateo Lane.
Ketaday Morning Radio.
Yeah, puss, puss, puss.